Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. In Proverbs chapter 3, beginning in verse 3, the wisest man is writing a letter to his son, and that letter says that we are to not let mercy and truth forsake us, that we're to bind them around our neck and write them on the table of our heart. Okay, I don't want you to miss this because this is so rich. Part of what the scriptures are trying to teach us here is that we're to bind these things that matter most to God around our neck as if it were a necklace to remind us. It's a memorial that brings us back over and over again to those things which are to matter most in our life today. What promises has God given you but you haven't laid claim to? And maybe your life has gotten to be so hectic, you simply haven't taken the time to listen or hear from Him in a long time. So let's pray together. Lord, today, would you remind us of the many promises that you have given us? And would you remind us of your goodness and your grace as you continue to pour that out in our life? God calls us to be a people today that will, with radical candor, be able to say to you, we need you, we love you, and would you step into our life and change it from the inside out? My friend, let's prepare to meditate so we can hear from him. Let's start off by breathing. Let's just kind of quiet our soul. Let our brains slow down a little bit. Let our muscles grow from tense to relaxed. Find a place in which you can be quiet and still. And we'll draw a couple of deep breaths just to help us slow down. Let's start this time of meditation by telling the Lord something you're so grateful for right now. And then let's bring a person, maybe in your family, a friend, a coworker, that the only hope they have with whatever they're dealing with today is Christ Jesus, and pray for that person right now. And now I want you to pray in boldness that you would say along with me, God, today would you speak to me? Would you speak powerfully as you nudge me, as you prod me, as you cry out to me, as you speak to me audibly, as I sense you're directing me? God, would you be so clear that it'd be Waterford crystal clear in my soul today? And now I want to mind the time on your behalf and let you take a few moments to just enjoy the quietude and the honor of listening for God's voice. I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, Proverbs has so much to teach us, and One of the things that is so blessed is the promise that says that when we tie these truths around our neck so that we could remember them, what we're really doing is like you could open the door of your heart and you could see a crew in there as they are trying to, like it was a piece of granite, carve into your soul the remembrance of all of the mercy and the truth and the grace that God gives you this day. Go live in that promise, and I'll see you back again on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.